We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson of Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We've been doing some crab cake tours around here. I've been getting some winners, some big winners, actually. We've been out of Costas. We've been at Fadley's. We were at State Fair for breakfast this week. We will be at Coco's on Wednesday, and we will be at Pizza John's next Friday. On behalf of our friends at the Maryland Lottery, in conjunction with our friends at GPMC, colonoscopy later on this month, which has nothing to do with the crab cake tour, but I will not be doing a show that day or the day before, drinking the magic potion and doing all that. But the magic potion were Ravens scratch-offs. It's been a good Ravens week, at least in the beginning part, for a victory on Sunday. Leonard Raskin attends such endeavors, and they're on the
Yes,
road for a
sir.
month now. We were all up late. Everybody's got a story about game three of the 2025 World
Wow.
Series.
Wow.
Legendary night, memorable night. And I'm kind of having a weird week in that I went to the Depeche Mode movie on Tuesday, and apparently you were in the same room I was in and we didn't know it.
Absolutely.
I'm a little bit concerted out. I'm having dinner tonight with, let's see if you can guess, with a Hall of Fame hockey coach. Do you know who I'm having dinner with tonight?
Seeing trots?
Yeah, I'm seeing Trotz. So Trotz and I are
There we
having
go.
dinner, and then I'm
Wait.
having
Where is said dinner occurring?
said dinner is occurring in the Rittenhouse Square area of Filthy.
Okay.
The Predators are playing the Flyers on Thursday night.
Okay.
The
Okay.
Ravens are
So
playing the Dolphins on
he's
Thursday
in
night.
town.
Yeah, I have a whole like this is a crazy. This is you're my American. Tell me what you do, Leonard Raskin. You try to encourage people like me to live
Yes.
life to the fullest, which
Yes.
could mean a Depeche Mode concert on Tuesday. It could mean a Bryan Adams, Pat Benatar concert on Wednesday in Philly, and it could even mean an incredible. I waited a long time for this Cameron Crowe symposium with Sheryl Crow. No E on the end of that, in Nashville during said Ravens game that I'm taping, watching, and then doing post game with Luke until 3 o'clock in the morning in Nashville on Thursday night and flying home because I want to feel young again, Leonard.
There you go. That's what it's all about. Hey, we are about the American dream. We are about helping people understand what really matters in their life and then how to execute on their money to have that. Whether that's charity, whether that's family, whether that's going on a concert tour, whether that's flying around the world, whether that's staying home and enjoying your life with the people you care about. Whatever that is. And then based on that, the idea is do it now. You can always put off, well, we'll wait till we retire. We'll do it later.
I had
There
cheap points, a room under $100 in Nashville, which is a miracle.
you
And
go.
then I scored a second row ticket center that was like $100 ticket to sit and watch Sheryl Crow and Cameron Crowe from 8 feet away talk about Fast Times at Ridgemont High, being a
Awesome.
music critic when he was 15 years old and sneaking off onto the Allman Brothers bus, writing
Awesome.
Almost Famous, doing Vanilla Sky, doing Jerry Maguire. I had Lee
Right.
Steinberg on last week. He
Right.
was Jerry Maguire.
He was the guy.
Somebody on
So that's
YouTube said, I
it.
don't get the big guest anymore. So,
Well, that guess who do they want? I don't know. Who do they want? Lamar?
I'm trying to get Geddy
Anyway,
Lee,
well, Geddy Lee, there's another show we're
Yeah.
going to see. That's going to be next summer. Next summer. But the American dream is unique for everyone. I don't believe it's dead. I've heard people say it's dead. I think sadly, we have a generation of people that have been told it's dead and they can't achieve it. I think it's bunk. I think this is the greatest country in the history of the world at the right time to be alive. We have all the anything anyone could want to achieve whatever you want. And the beauty of this country at its roots is you can start from poverty and grow to great heights. And at the same time, somebody can start financially at great heights and end in poverty. There is no class system, caste system. You're not stuck in a place unless you choose to be stuck. And my job is to help people understand how to utilize their money to achieve that, make that happen so they can do the things they want to do, have the life they want to have and feel young forever.
Well, I
Forever.
felt young on Tuesday. I got to tell you what I did on Tuesday because we got to talk. Because first things first, Monday was a long night, right? Like so,
Monday
like
was a long night.
Tuesday, I woke up early and went over to State Fair. Alan and Luke had bags under their eyes as we discussed the new Oriole manager. So we have the orange plumes of smoke. We have Craig Albernaz. So
Orange smoke.
Tuesday, it came to my email inbox a few weeks ago that Sashi Brown and Katie Griggs would be appearing simultaneously on the couch of the Baltimore Business Journal and Sports Business Journal. Abe Magcar, who I've known for a long time, who I saw on Tuesday, they did an event. It was $100. John Maroon was involved with it as well, and saw a lot of friends there, a lot of BBJ people, some former coworkers of mine.
There you go.
Heller Cowitz, all the Heller Cowitz guys were there. Brian, everybody,
Sure.
Steve, and I got to see Katie and Sashi give their. I wrote a note this morning to a friend of mine because I think I might write a column this on this Leonard, and this is what I wrote, and I'm like literally this is what I wrote. Okay, I was shocked at by the talking points that Griggs and Brown were in the answers, scripted, the same stump speeches I've heard before, and I also observed, and this is where it's the first time I'm saying this publicly, so this is sort of fun for me and you to talk about it, especially given Ravens playing Thursday night and all that. I observed how little mingling they cared to do when there were all local business executives in the room who were interested in their work. I mean, everybody in the room paying $100, $200, be there, right? And it was business oriented. Now, the other half of the symposium was NIL. So Steve Eigenbrot from Towson was there. Dina was there from Morgan, talking about Raskin Global sponsoring a Towson University tennis player
Football, tennis player,
and
sure.
having them promote whatever your business is, right?
Yeah,
So
absolutely.
that was the other part of it. But most people were there to hear the Ravens and Orioles president in an unprecedented format, unprecedented to get together, but you had to pay $100 and go over to rope to do it, right?
It's
So
okay.
this isn't for regular people. So I said neither of them are from here. And I tell you what, John Maroon got up and he had an observation about coming here 30 years ago as an Oriole PR guy and said, I'm from out of town. My accent, everything about me is from out of town. 30 years later, I'm still here and I'm accepted in the way that Scott Garceau was, in the way that a lot of outsiders can be accepted here. But you have to earn your keep here. You have to know people here, right? And I said, where are they going to make, I'm talking about Sashi and Katie Griggs, where are they going to make authentic connections with real Baltimore people if it's not at an event where people are paying $100 to
To
breathe the
shake their
same
hand.
oxygen? Like literally, I said, the Orioles are down a half a million tickets this year in her first full year. So her first full year on the job, every metric they have is down. I mean, if she's just on a spreadsheet in your spreadsheet world for Mr. Rubenstein, as is their standings, right? I mean, and now they're raising ticket prices and all of these things they're doing. They talked a lot about premium this and premium that, because that's what they're selling. They talked about kids, which has nothing to do with premium anything. And she talked a lot about the All-Star game. When we get the All-Star game, she gave with a little snicker, when we get the All-Star game. And I'm thinking, and I said this about her, and I'll say this to her face. I didn't see any authentic, believable energy that she, and this was on her, not on Sashi, or the ownership team is the answer, or something that as a fan, as a journalist, as a guy who paid $100 to be there, as a citizen, that would give me confidence in what they're doing or what their plan was based on me being there. And
To put a team on the field.
well, she's got nothing to do with that, but she did mention Elias and all that. And anytime I do bring up their business, you would come back to me, even as the hawk, crazy Republican money tax guy and all of that, to say, well, without the team on the field, they won't make money. That they won't sell, that it, see, and I don't vehemently disagree with you, okay? And I've been doing this 34 years in some sort of Pollyanna way,
But
and this
this
is
town is
where,
all about the success of the team to
yeah, but
create
that
the rest of
somebody
the
would say
product.
every town, but then Maroon got up, and I'm going to get him on. Maroon got up and talked about the fabric of Baltimore
Yes.
being different. It Maroon saying, look, I work for the Jets, I work for the Indians, he worked in the NBA. I mean,
Right.
he's like, I've been other places. Baltimore is different about the teams in regard to being one of us or one of them. Baltimore versus everybody. Baltimore
Right.
versus y'all hoes. Remember that one too? Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm just saying there is a provincial part of this. And I had a chat with a young man whose father I think you know because I knew his last name, and he's a young man who's in the money management business.
Yep.
He worked for the Orioles for a year and a half in ticket sales, and we were just
Okay.
talking. He was a young guy. I mean,
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
how young, 23, 4, 5, something young, whatever will
Sure,
be young
sure.
to me. And
Yep.
I was talking to him. I'm like, the reason I love the Orioles and the Ravens was it said Baltimore. And same reason I love the Colts and the
Yeah.
Skipjacks and the Black, it
Yeah.
said Baltimore on it. And
Right.
Kenny Cooper understood that when we were
Yeah.
young and the Colts left.
Yep.
I don't know that Katie Griggs and Sashi Brown, that there's a level of arrogance and a level of Ivy League and a level of I'm from out of town and just to walk into a room full of people like Nick Schultz and Steve Heller and Brian Cook, people I know,
Yep.
all the reporters, Amanda Yeager, Melody Sims, I mean, people I know that I've known all of my life, and they walk in and walk out and just drop in, drop out. And I'm wondering what room do they walk into in Baltimore where they really do meet people and make whatever you would consider a relationship in the modern era. You have my phone number, I guess. If you have my phone number, I guess
We're closer.
we're
We're getting there.
closer, right?
Right.
I don't
We're
even
getting
know where
there.
that is, but how many? I know this. When these people come to Baltimore, my entire universe, and you can speak to this, LinkedIn. When I go
Yeah.
on LinkedIn and you're in a professional space looking for a gig and whatever your
Yeah.
resume, whatever your hustle is, whatever your side
Right.
hustle, whatever
Right.
your industry is, LinkedIn tells me whether you're serious or whether you're AI, you're a bot when I get
Right.
emailed.
Right.
Anytime I get email, I look you up. If you don't have a last name, you ain't getting looked up. If your last name looks like Joe Brown or Bob Smith, I'm very skeptical. And
Right.
if I can't find you on LinkedIn, so I would just say when I see anyone in the world, and this is me being a jerk, and I'll be a jerk
Oh, hey.
publicly. When I look and see that you and I have three mutual friends and
Yep.
you're the marketing person for Royal
Yeah.
Farms, I
Yeah.
know we got problems because, like, you ain't from around here and you don't know anybody.
Right.
And that's my issue with someone like Katie Griggs urinating upon all everybody in my audience in regard to not speaking to me, and you have to pay $100 to come see her speak, and like all of that, and thinking like, you sat up there and said your sport's for everybody. We want to embrace everything, everybody, anything that can sell a ticket, any child, any business, charity, community, good things going on. We want to shine spotlight. Like all the things that I have been doing for 35 years in front of everyone on your behalf and all of my sponsors.
Yeah,
And I think
yeah.
to myself, and then you walk beeline to the back. She ran from me. She saw me. I didn't even get to meet her because she wasn't in a position that was meetable. You know what I
Right.
mean? Like,
Yeah.
I don't want to be a jerk or what, but I was just going to go up and give her my card and say, I'm not your enemy, even though you think I am. And like, I paid $100 to put myself in a room to meet you, and you don't
Right.
even care to meet me. And I'm
Right.
thinking, that's not cool, Leonard.
I
That
get it.
wouldn't work in any other industry anywhere that you would come in and want to be at a business networking event and sneak out the side door when the second panel's going on, when everybody in there, you just said they're your customers. You know what I mean? They're
Right,
not your
right.
customers, they're your best customers. They're people taking half a day off to come hear what you have to say
And
about
pay a
building
hundred
the
bucks.
team.
And pay a
What,
hundred
like
bucks
I
to do
so
it.
I'm not offended or shocked, but I am a it confirms what I believe, which isn't good. But and like
Right.
Harbaugh lying about the injury report a week after I blistered him about being a dishonest, lacking integrity human. And then he goes out. They lied about the injury report. Then he got on the podium on Sunday and lied. He blamed it on PR. He blamed it on finger Chad Steele. Like, I don't know, but like,
That's not something he's involved in.
it's
He
his
doesn't
gig.
right.
That's so convenient
Know
to
the
say.
rule. He doesn't know the nuance of the rule on that, he said. He said that wasn't his thing.
Well,
He's
then you're not qualified to do the job. I don't know what to say.
Yeah,
Like,
surely he knows the rule of what full practice is or not. I mean, I didn't realize until what, Sunday morning, Saturday afternoon, whatever it was, they then said Lamar was running the, what was it?
scout
The
team.
scout team. Right. So if he's not taking regular reps, They know darn well that in the report they can't say that he's in full
So John
practice.
Harbaugh lies before, during, and after, and they're going to come and take a draft pick, Leonard. They're going to take a third or
They're
fourth
going to
round
do
draft pick.
something. They're going to do, the league's
I
going to
mean,
do
it's going to be a
something.
$1 million fine. DaCosta's going to get a quarter million.
Somebody's
Pichotti's going
going
to
to get
get hit.
hit. Yep. And you know why? You know why? We know
It's
why.
so
But
unnecessary.
we know why it's going to happen, right? Here, let's go to the bottom line of
Well,
that.
the NBA the week before.
Yes. And the money line went from 6.5 to 1.
5 point swing.
5 point swing whether or not he's practicing and playing. And somebody's got a lot of money out there saying, hey, you screwed my bet. And that's terrible. And then, that's now pervasive in all of it. And man, when ESPN and the NFL Network and all of that own and have a betting, not interest, but my
If
goodness,
we had a real Congress and we don't,
the
they would be
commercials for,
all over this
it's
like
funny you say that. It's
stink
funny you
on
say
poo,
that.
you
Yeah,
know?
it's funny you say that. I heard that they're asking for information from the NBA now. But wow. I mean, this, for a lot of people out there, I will say this, in our world, sports hold a different place, right? So I heard some people say, well, what's Congress care? What do they have to do with this? And I thought to myself, wow. In my world,
What's racketeering? They're
well, I'm
putting
saying in
games
my
on
world,
and deciding bets. I spend the time
right.
every week with the Maryland Lottery
No, I
talking about
get it.
where all this money goes, how it's
Yep.
on the up and up, how they don't
Yep.
fix the games, how they're like literally. And
Absolutely.
we have billions of dollars being bet on a
Oh my
referee
God, it's
calling a pass
unbelievable.
interference or not.
Unbelievable.
They can't even get the line of scrimmage right.
Right. So my point is to people, this is big business. This is sports is the on the field is the entertainment piece that we all love. But behind the scenes, this is one of the biggest businesses. And when you add the gambling component,
And when
oh
you
my
add people like
God.
Sashi Brown on a dais who don't want to answer questions,
Congress is intimately involved in everybody's business. And if this happened in a corporate entity where something happened that caused the price of a stock to be manipulated and moved in the marketplace, there
you
would
go to
be hell to
jail for
pay.
that.
Absolutely. And so here we've got a 5-point gambling line. Somebody's going to pay the bill for this. There are people all over that are not too happy
And
about what's
Harbaugh
going
knows
on there.
better, but you know what? His arrogance
Absolutely.
won't allow him. I mean, just on a personal level, Luke and I get together. Luke and Alan came out to talk about the new manager, Craig Albernaz.
Yeah,
He might be the
yeah.
greatest manager ever. And I said to Luke, he might
You
be the
ever
guy
heard of him?
dumping the champagne over your head in St. Louis one night 3 years from now, winning the World
You
Series,
ever
right?
heard of him?
Heard of him? Yes. Knew
Okay.
nothing about him as a
Right.
candidate at
Right.
all. Saw him in the dugout with Cleveland.
Yep.
He's one of, and I'll give it to this industry. That industry changed so much from, I mean, Buck Showalter was a player. Earl Weaver, they were not
Yeah.
good baseball. Tommy
Right,
Lasorda,
right,
a lot of
right.
those, Whitey Herzog, a lot of those guys weren't great players, but they were
Great
great
insight.
managers, right?
Great
As
in
opposed
right.
to maybe Lou Piniella was a very good player. Frank Robinson was a Hall
Right.
of Famer. I mean,
Right.
we can go through.
Sure, sure,
Matt
sure.
Williams was a hell of a player. I saw him third base coaching when I was out in Dodger Stadium. So
Right. Well, they're talking about what's his name? St. Louis
LaRusso,
Angels. No.
Joe Madden, Joe
Who
Madden.
no, recently who they were talking about. I can see him right in front of my face. Damn, Ness, I'm getting
Joe
old.
Madden, are we talking
No,
about?
that the Orioles were interviewing, that the Angels
Oh,
were interviewing.
Pujols. I saw him.
Pujols,
Yes, right.
right. Phenomenal player. Who knows if he can manage his way out of a wet paper
Yeah, so
bag?
when I don't, and manager.
Magic Johnson tried to coach. He was horrible.
Well, the.
Michael
Well.
Jordan tried to coach. Horrible. Why?
Larry
Because
Bird was pretty good, though. He had good
yeah,
players, but.
but even still, they expect the players to all be their caliber when it comes to coaching.
It's a different
You know,
job.
you can't have a coach who was a savant. I mean, it doesn't work. You know,
Well,
people.
John Harbaugh wasn't a good football player. His brother
This
was in
is
the
my
Hall of pretty
point.
decent. Yeah.
This is my point.
Yeah.
So this guy could be amazing. We'll find out. I was really surprised, not surprised. What happens to our interim manager? Is he now no longer with the team?
Oh no,
Does anybody know?
he's free to walk the
Was
earth.
his contract up at the end of the year in everything?
I think all those guys were way in contract. They're paying some money to people if they're
Okay.
firing them. Yeah. I
Okay.
mean, but Brandon Hyde was safe. I mean,
Not like Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly money.
well, I mean, none of these guys.
$800,000, $800,000 a week. LSU owes him $54
Well, Penn State.
million.
I mean, it's right up the road. You know what I'm
It's
saying?
unbelievable the amount of money these colleges throw around when they fire a coach and a kid can't get a scholarship.
Well, and this would bring me to the other part of
Oh
Sashi and
my
Katie
God.
and the
It's
Baltimore Business
unreal.
Journal thing. The second symposium on
Yeah.
Tuesday was an NIL. Steve
Yeah.
Eigenbrock from Towson and Dina from Morgan State. I mean, so
What a
it was
world.
about paying kids money. And I'm thinking to myself, the more I hear about this, and I said something out of the side of my mouth to somebody I knew there, I'm like, the more I hear about it, the less I want to talk about it on my show, and the less interested I am in being a Maryland fan or a Duke
It's
fan or
unbelievable.
a Ohio State football fan. I
Yeah,
mean, your
it's
kid's long
unbelievable.
gone from Ohio State. Are you still married to it? You still make an appointment on Saturday for Ohio State?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you think you're in for life no matter what?
I don't know about for life, but it's great football. I love college football. I love the atmosphere, the team. Again, are they pros? They're minor league
Do
NFL.
you see that they're messing it up or they're making it better for
No,
you
it's
as
a
a fan?
mess. It's a
Okay,
mess.
yeah.
And
And
I
I
think
think
it's a mess. I think there's two
everyone
parts
agrees
of
with
it,
that.
but I think there's two parts of it that are a mess. We'll spend a minute here. The NIL ultimately has to happen in some form and fashion. Okay, you know darn well these kids that are college kids that couldn't get a job, for instance, at Royal Farm Store because they weren't allowed to earn any money for fear that they would earn above a normal wage and it would be looked at as payment from a booster or whatever. They
Amateur
couldn't get a
versus
car.
professional of the
Yeah.
NCAA.
So that had to go away. There's so much money in it that had to go away. But I think the problem to me, the problem is when you put the NIL and marry that with free agency, the transfer portal is a debacle. I mean, you have to recruit your team. I don't care the sport. You have to recruit your team every single year. Not new kids, your existing players. And when they get offered millions of dollars to go somewhere else, it's a
And
tragedy.
millions isn't even,
It's a
it wouldn't take
tragedy.
much, dude. People change jobs over $1 an hour. Like,
Correct,
you
but
know what I mean? Like,
in the
so, and these
NIL
are
world,
19-year-old kids. I mean, at the end of the
absolutely. And
day,
some of them, not all, but a lot of them we know come from poor family backgrounds where that money is life-changing to their entire family. We're talking a couple hundred grand is magical for a kid that may not play after college. And man, that money is flowing. And when your coach leaves and your coach entices you to follow them to the next school and they can pay you to come, there's no loyalty there. There's
that's
nothing
like bringing your book of business to
to a new
another.
firm.
Yeah,
Yeah,
totally. Yeah.
and you can, but in college, that's a whole wacky thing. And so I think the NIL and the transfer portal combined are killing it. I think ultimately it's going to be parceled out. There's going to be quote unquote a sal Here's the other thing. There is no salary cap. There is no level of money that's too much. If you've got a booster willing to write the check, there is no cap on how much somebody can get. So you can pay them anything. I mean, it used to be the old joke was that on the way from the locker room to the practice field, a booster would put a couple $100 in your shoulder pads. Hey, good day, kid. And you'd be able to take your girl out to dinner. Now they just write you a check for $10 million
Well, I mean, I go
and
back 40 years to, FedEx, 50 grand coming into FedEx at Kentucky basketball and SMU and the death penalty and like all of that. I have decided that my Saturdays in this time of year, it's not appealing to me. And the weirdest part is it kind of messes up the draft for me a little bit because kids don't play 2 and 3 years in system. I mean, like it's messing with scouting in professional sports as well.
Absolutely,
And look,
sure.
I'm for kids making money and all that. And I always
Absolutely.
famously tell the story of when Coppin State won the big game in 98 with
Yep.
Fang,
Yep.
and they all piled into my studio
Yeah.
over at Towson Sheraton. And the offices, I saw David Pessin the other day
Okay.
at the at things. Well, in what used to be his
Yeah, sure.
offices there, we are WLG. And I had 15 kids, and I'm only 28 at the time. These kids are 20,
Yeah,
21, 22. They're all a lot
sure.
bigger than me. They're basketball players.
Right.
Fang's in there. And I was sponsored by Mama Lardo's Pizza. Remember them?
Right.
And
Would you have free pizza?
they would bring in five, six pizzas for the kids.
Right.
And we're taking pictures for my newsletter. There's no
Right.
internet. It's
Right.
1998.
Sure.
I'm taking pictures that are going to be black and white in a newsletter. And the next day, Fang calls me and he
Yeah,
says,
don't.
"Hey, man, you're going to put pictures in your newsletter. I mean, everybody sees your newsletter. You can't have pictures of my boys eating pizza, you
Right.
know, because that's a violation." And I'm like, I couldn't feed him
Craziest,
pizza.
craziest thing. That's exactly what it was.
So that's how
And so
crazy it was.
it's come 180 degrees. I like when people say it's 360 degrees, but it's not. It's 180 degrees. It's changed the
I felt
world.
good about
And
feeding those kids pizza, by the way. I
right,
did.
of course. And my God, what it's come to, and it's obscene. And I've heard college coaches, college presidents at different schools talk about it. What's interesting is when the honest ones sit down and say, "Yeah, we're raising money to pay our kids."
Can you imagine those pizzas come and Fang has to say to them, "You can't eat it.
Don't. Well, you can eat it. Don't let anybody know
You
you
have to
ate it.
give me a dollar a slice."
Right. And they have no money because they have nothing. Because they're not allowed to have a job, if fear the booster would
And
have
this didn't
paid them.
go on just 28 years ago. This went
It
on
was
for
going on
50 years,
until 5 years
75
ago,
years,
10
right?
years ago. Like, when
Well, the
did all
money
this
really
start?
came into athletics in the 70s, right? I mean, really,
Right,
real
but when
money.
it started getting NIL,
Oh, we're talking last 5 years,
that's super recent.
yeah.
And it's turned the college world on its head. I mean, I love watching college football. I think that's some of the best football there is. And we're seeing a lot more parity in the game because schools
But
with
when coaches are
money.
making, or the highest paid people in the state, it's the greasiest business I can think of.
Yeah,
I mean, all the
but
things
I'm saying,
politically you and I can agree or disagree
right?
or
No,
bitch
that's a.
about, or the
You can
government and
look,
all
and
that
it's
stuff we
public.
did last
It's
week that's
public.
ugly.
It's
At
all
the end of the
public.
day, the fact that football coaches are making $20 million a year to run football programs,
Or
we
basketball.
have lost sight of what even an education it diminishes what an educational institution is. And as I'm wearing
Absolutely.
a cop and shirt, I would just say, that's just a fact. And Stu doesn't
There's
make
no
that
doubt.
kind of dough. I see him
There's
over at
no
the
doubt.
Beaumont, so I know.
Yeah, and all you have to do is go to the state of Maryland website. You can see the salaries. They're public of every state employee. You can look it up. If you have a friend that works for the government, you can see what
And
they're
look, I
making.
know you're if they're generating the money, they're worth the money. The school's generating the money. And
Right,
like
but it's unbelievable.
it still
And
says state U on it, you know?
yeah, and for like you said, LSU, Penn State, Brian Kelly, Franklin, the amount of money that they're now going to continue to be paid is stunning. What was it? Was it Texas? I'm trying to remember a couple of years back, whether it
Well,
was
I'm also
Texas or.
thinking like in a sports vernacular, when Steve Bisciotti's making hundreds of millions of dollars sitting on the asset, he doesn't care that Harbaugh's making 20 million or Sashi Brown's making 3 million to walk out of rooms in ball, you know, like they don't care because there's so much money. I'm thinking when you're paying all of this, how much is it even? Would Alabama as a university just go out of business if college football went away? Like I
Be a
often
different
wonder, like,
game,
how
be a
much money
different
is the
world.
institution making to
Massive,
spend this much
massive.
money? And I'm thinking, what would that university be without a football or a basketball program? And that's a
Absolutely.
pretty sick statement about education in the country, which is
Yeah,
always
and the thing
under
is,
attack, you
but the
know?
thing is, as I was going to say, now it's changed even more because you have a school like, let's say, for instance, BYU, okay, who reasonably competitive in football and has been, and then is suddenly right up there as a power with some of the top schools because boosters say, let's get this kid and let's pay him whatever we need. I'll write the check. Or a school that is thinking about firing their coach but realizes they owe him $50 million to walk, and a booster comes in and says, fire him. I'll write the check. That is happening, and it's crazy.
Well, this would speak to sort of oligarchy and sort of like to your side of the political fence of like how much
Well,
money's too much money.
but
Too
here's the
much
thing.
money
Let's
is
not
when you
kid
could put your
ourselves.
thumb on the scale
Yes. Yes. Affect an
and
industry. But let's not go there because the fact of the matter is it
well,
doesn't
that's
really
where
matter which
government
side.
steps in and says we're not
No, but
going
I'm
to
saying
have
it doesn't
the
matter which
industry
side of the
disrupted.
aisle.
We're
Doesn't
not going
matter
to
which
pull
side of
every
the
plane
aisle.
out of the sky because you can buy them all.
Correct, but here's the point. You can't say that that's one side of the aisle or the other because there are people with massive means on both sides of the aisle writing checks.
Well, they shouldn't be writing the football coaches.
If
That's
you are a
where I am.
football, if you're a college football fan, booster person, if you're an alum of XYZU, you're inclined potentially to write a check and nobody's stopping you.
And I would also say this as I would wrap on this. Unless you've been in the, I mean, if you've been around the Maryland epicenter, that feels nice.
Yeah.
And Uncle Steve has
Yeah.
some money. I mean, they don't win, they don't even play at the same level. But when you see these sycophants and nutballs
Yeah.
and the richest of rich, richy rich douchey douche guy who's got $1 billion who loves Old State U, and
Yeah.
every one of State U's has five of those guys. All, you know,
Absolutely.
like literally,
Absolutely.
and they're all as crazy as the next one from Auburn, Alabama to Mississippi, and you know, getting football coaches elected to Congress. I mean, just the amount of money
It's
that
unbelievable. It's
influences
unbelievable.
it, and the fact that it's so sycophanty. I mean, in regard to State U,
And the
and
fact is, wherever you happen to go to school and then happen to fall in love with that school and then happen to become successful in whatever endeavor you have taken up, the American dream that we talked about earlier, you can be happy spending your money on buying a kid or buying a team or buying off a
Kurt
coach.
Schmoke hadn't asked me for anything because he knows Angelos' name's on the building down there, so they
And
ain't getting
you
it from
know
me.
what? They don't have any sports. I went there. We had no sports. It was sad.
You know what? Pete Carinci would disagree when they won a national championship in soccer. So, you know,
Wait,
hey,
wait, wait.
just
That's a
saying.
long time ago, my friend.
You know what? When I was a boy, I went to a Sugar Hill Gang concert down at the arena, and Mr. Pete, my neighbor, who was married to Miss Edie, who played the numbers all the time. So when I talk about Miss
Right.
Edie, these are real people.
Right.
This isn't like Holden Caulfield. This is real people.
Right.
Mr. Pete worked at the arena, and he worked at the GM plant, but on a weekend he
Right,
moonlighted, and
right.
he would tear up and down the glass for the Blast games and hockey, and
Sure, sure.
put the basketball in.
Right,
Mr. Pete
right.
took me down to see Sugar Hill Gang in 81, 82 with Sequence and Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. Freeze, rock.
Yeah,
So,
there we go.
there was a Baltimore Bees game at the arena at the
Yes.
Civic Center. Let me get the right name,
Yes, Civic
Civic Center.
Center.
So I actually saw a University of Baltimore basketball
Oh,
game once in my life
there you
at the
go.
arena at the Civic Center, sorry, when I was a
Yep,
kid.
yep,
And
yep.
then I became a proud graduate 12 years later.
You and
So there you
me.
go.
You and me. And if we had sports and they had, so here's, look, we're talking NIL, we're talking football, but when you, or basketball, but when you go to like, let's say you're at Maryland and you're a soccer player, or you're at Maryland and you're a baseball player.
Those are good sports in those at Maryland, by the way.
Absolutely. And that's where somebody like, if I wanted to, Raskin Global could sponsor a kid and have them do ads and whatever for us and give them NIL money, which doesn't take a lot of money to sponsor a
Well,
kid.
500
And
bucks here, 250 there to a
right,
kid. You get
just
your
to
name
help a
here,
kid.
there.
That's
Kid puts
right.
a social post down. Mr.
That's right.
Raskin's helping me with my money. And like, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean,
Exactly.
and
And
that's.
that's a level that I think is interesting, but the hey, we're going to pay Archie Manning, I don't know,
Well, the
$20 million.
question also is Steve Eigenbrot was up there. Does Towson get that money or does the kid get that money or do you give us the money? And at Towson's level, it's much more
Yeah, I don't know how the
$500 local
money
bagel shop and
passes.
all
Right,
that.
right.
It's a whole different level if somehow Larry Stewart gets a hold of a kid at Coppin who
Yep.
can then go and play at Duke or
Yep, yep.
wherever that you can't play. You
You
just, you're
can't.
done. If
Right.
you're the player, by the way, and Steve said this, and this is, dude, I don't know anything about, he did a lot of talk. I got to get Steve on the show from Towson, but
Yeah, yeah.
he said that they were the only school, Pat, that had the conference player of the year who retained their player.
Amazing.
So if you are the
Right.
conference player of the year in
You
any
can go
conference
anywhere.
that is a smaller co like
Yeah,
the
right.
Kirk Lees, and I'm thinking
You're
about
picking.
really
You're
good
there for the
players that have been
picking.
here
Yep.
and for any period of time, they would just graduate up. You know
Yep.
what I mean? And
Yep.
they would just get more money. So like
And you
Tamir
see
Goodman
it.
did, right? You
Look,
know,
you
or
see it. You see on, and again on a Sunday, it's very funny. I watch a game. It doesn't matter the team. I don't know. I'm not talking any specific player, but you watch an NFL game and the announcers are talking about the kid's college. Oh, he started here. Then he went to JUCO. Then he went to this school. Then he went to that school.
and the
He
old guys, you'd say,
graduated.
what's wrong with him?
Right. He left. He finished at this school. You go, wait,
What's
what?
wrong with him?
He was
So
at five colleges?
this is like me getting a kid's resume at 24, and he says, well, I worked in Ocean City in the summer of 21, and I worked in Atlantic
Right.
City in summer of 22, and then I went out and worked at Deep Creek. Like I wouldn't think anything about that. And
Right.
but we would judge a college football player, basketball player differently like that, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, look, you and me, we can go this far. And because we're both here today, business owners for a long time in our own companies can't have the conversation. But you and I, in our day, if your resume had more than two jobs and one page, you were a loser. Now, if your resume isn't multiple pages and you don't have six jobs by the time you're 30, you're a loser. You better jump to get more money and more position. That's the world that they live in today. And no different than a college kid. He's jumping five schools to get his payday because he may never make the NFL. And if he does, that looks really good.
Leonard Raskin is here. He manages money. He is Raskin Global. You can find him out on the internet. Ravens playing a couple of games this week. We're up late with the World Series. Did you make it
Yes.
th all the way through 18?
3 a.m. 3 a.m.
Because
I
you were
was.
on my Facebook. So what happened to me
Yes.
is I went to bed in the fourth inning after Kirk hit the home
Oh.
run, and I wasn't going to make it. So I went to bed and I woke up at 2 in the morning and I had to go to the bathroom because I'm 57 and
There you go.
GBMC, GBMC, colonoscopy. I'm on the way, finding out. So you know the whole. So I got on, I peed, and like I'm like Velma on Scooby-Doo. You know, I'm looking for my
Right.
glasses. You know,
Right.
grab my glasses because it's 2 in the morning, and I'm like, I wonder who won.
Right.
And on the front of my screen was the
13th,
football score. So
15th inning.
I'm like, all right, so the Chiefs beat up on the Commanders, not a shocker there.
Right.
And then I'm like, baseball, and it said 5-5, 17th inning. And I'm like,
Right. What?
what? And I looked, and it was 2:23, 2:20,
Yeah,
whatever it was
yeah.
in the morning. And I'm like, all right, I tiptoed in, put the television on, and the game's on. It was right where I left it at 9:15.
Yeah,
And
five
so
five.
then I heard Jen cough, like in the middle of the night cough. I'm like, she's awake. I stuck my head in the
Right.
bedroom. I'm like, hey, are you awake? She's like, I am now.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, the baseball game's still on. It's the 17th inning. It's
It's
5-5.
crazy.
30
Crazy.
seconds later, she's got her glasses on, you know, all disheveled,
Right.
coming in.
Right.
And we sat for 45 minutes, watched Freeman hit the home run, and
Yep.
you know, we watched all the tension in the end of the 17th or 18th for
Was something else.
I mean, I didn't see the 12th inning. That must have been
Clayton
something to
Kershaw.
Kershaw, right?
Clayton Kershaw comes in, bases loaded, 3-2 count, throws ball four, and the guy dribbles it down to second base, and they get him by an inch at first. It was poetic. It was everything you think a baseball game. You saw, if you watched the whole game, Ness, you saw everything. Guys thrown out stealing. Guys thrown out at third. Guys thrown out at home. Guys making it. Vladimir Guerrero on a single to right scored from first. Unbelievable. It went down the line, hit the side of the stanchion, whatever that is, you know, the wall, and ricocheted oddly. And by the time they got to it, he was rounding third, and he beat the throw home by an inch. Ohtani, two doubles, two homers, walked five times
And then pitched
intentionally.
12 hours later.
And then pitched. Yes. It had everything you
Pitched
could
well.
imagine. Yes. Had everything you could imagine and more in a baseball game. And if you're a fan, you saw everything. The only thing that they said did not happen in an 18-inning game, there was not a single double play until the last inning.
609 pitches. It was just like a
It
lot. It was a
was
lot.
insane. 250 whatever plus baseballs. Because they throw one out every pitch now. But it was ridiculous. It was magic. And the ending was phenomenal. Freddie hitting the home run in the 18th. And here's a quick Kelly, you know, Kelly works with me. She was flying out. So this is our little story of the game that we'll remember. She was flying out to San Diego to visit her son and daughter-in-law. She was leaving at on a like early morning 5 o'clock flight, 6 o'clock flight at a BWI. So she asked Matthew, my son, if he could take her to the airport. She's taking her dog and cat. She got carriage, she got luggage, everything. And he's got a big car. So she asked if he could take her. He said, sure. So she wanted him to pick her up at 3:30 in the morning. So Matthew and I are watching the game. Figure around 10, 11, whatever.
You'll get a
I'm going
couple
to go to
hours of
bed.
sleep.
He's going to get a couple hours of sleep and then go take her, and all will be fine. And we're watching, and we're watching, and we're watching. And the game ends at 3:05, or
He
like
got in the
five of
car.
three. And he said, all right, I'm going to go now. He got in the car and he got back home at 5:30 and went right to bed. I went to sleep at 3:15. I watched a
I
little of the
had
post
State
game to hear Dave
Fair.
Roberts.
Yeah, I did the show at State Fair at 9 a.m. I had
Unbelievable.
a great guest, Dr. Sunil Disgupta,
Unbelievable.
join me. His podcast is called "I Hate Politics," so you'd like that. Did you
There you
UMBC
go.
poli sci
Sure.
professor? But Luke and Alan were my morning guests, and they're baseball heads,
Oh.
obviously. When I saw Luke got mad at me. I'm like, dude, you look awful. He's like, don't, but he like they were up all night, and
Well,
I got
I
five
did the
hour nap and
game.
got up and watched the last inning of the A's.
I did the game till 3. I went to bed. I got up at 7, had a full Tuesday, went to Depeche Mode Tuesday night, and got home around 10 and said to the family, I'm going to bed now. The good news was game 4 was over, and shortly thereafter, sadly, the Caps lost 1-0 on ESPN. So both games were over and I was fast asleep. It was bedtime.
Well, I'm sure I'll talk a little hockey and get caught up with Coach Barry Trotz. So if you're out on the
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about
out on
that.
the front lines of social media, I'm in and out. Luke and I are going to have full post-game coverage on Thursday. If you're listening on Friday, it's there. As well as there's a press conference on Tuesday with new Orioles manager
New
Craig
manager.
Albernaz. We have to learn how to say that and the Boston accent and all that stuff. I'm going to be at Coco's on Wednesday of next week with our friends at the Maryland Lottery as well as GBMC. I'm giving away Raven scratch-offs. And then on Friday at Pizza John's in Essex. On behalf of Leonard Raskin, you can find him at Raskin Globe. You can find me at Baltimore Positive. I am Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive.